Praise God. It is my privilege to be here tonight. I feel very inadequate, and I just trust the Lord will help us. There's a great opportunity here tonight to preach the gospel and to seek the Lord and meet the Lord. And I just trust the Lord will help us, amen, to get where we need to be in this service. I've already enjoyed the singing and the music and all that's been done. Amen. For God's glory. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I said for God's glory. I appreciate what's been done. Amen. In this house tonight. Amen. We're looking for the Lord to do some other things. And I just trust that He will touch you before this service is over. I appreciate all the hospitality and all the good things that the Lord has done and you have done since we have been here. We appreciate the offering, the food, the place to stay, the cooks. Did I mention the cooks? Oh, yeah, and the cooks and those that took out the trash and just cared and worked and labored. It's just been wonderful. Those that have came and evangelists have came and preachers have came and stayed and then stayed over. It takes all of that to make it, doesn't it? Amen. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the house of the Lord. There's a thought here tonight. The Lord has been dealing with me to think about the last few days, and I'm going to just let you help me think about it. Is that all right? We'll see how it turns out and see the Lord will help us. Amen. I want you to go to the book of Judges, chapter 14 tonight. Appreciate everybody that is here and what God has done. Amen. I want to preach some tonight about an unusual character, a very interesting individual in the Bible. And I can't say that I understand him completely. But there's something about this, about Samson tonight that I felt the Lord nudging me about, and I'm going to try to help us with that tonight if I can. Amen. Chapter 14 of the book of Judges. And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. And this his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among thy people? Thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines. And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord, that he saw an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyard of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. Now, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Now I know this is it's confusing to me at times. And I look at this and I see what I've read to you already. Amen. It seems like a conflict here. This man, he seems like he has some problems that really stand out. But then here he comes down on his way to Timnath to get his bride that his mom and dad really didn't approve of. And a young lion comes out. Amen. And the Bible said that the capital S, Spirit of the Lord, amen, moved mightily upon him. And when that young lion came out against him, he rent that lion as a kid, as a young goat or just a small animal. He just tore that lion, and the Bible said, and I want you to notice what it said, he rent him as he would have rent a kid and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. Now, after a time, now listen to this. After a time, he returns to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating and came to his father and mother and gave them, and they did eat. But he told them not that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. Amen. Now that, to me, brothers and sisters, is an unusual story. But I felt God plugging at my heart to preach something about this. I want to move on down if it's not too much reading for you. Amen. But he moves on down and he makes a riddle out of this event and the days of the feast, 7 days I believe it was, and he gives them a riddle. He said, if you cannot declare it to me, then you shall give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garment. And so he put forth the riddle that we may hear it. And here's the riddle. And he said unto them concerning what had just happened, amen, with the lion. And he said, he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And I wonder if we've got it expounded totally yet or not. Praise God. Amen. But I do see some things in this scripture that the Lord kept plugging at my heart to look at. Amen. Out of the eater, praise God, comes the meat. Now that seems like, amen, it should not be that way. Amen. But that's the way that it was. Out of the strong, amen, out of that, that you when you think of a lion, amen, you don't think of sweetness. Amen. But in the hands of God, amen, that is strong, amen, becomes sweet. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I'd love to preach to you a little. I don't know what I'll title this sermon tonight. Amen. But I think you've got where I'm going. I think you do. Amen. I want to preach tonight. Amen. Out of this eater, out of this lion, out of this enemy, out of this trial, amen, comes the sweetness, amen, of the honey that God, amen, allowed this man. And I'll be honest with you, I don't understand Samson. Amen. But I do know, and maybe y'all can help me, and you'll have a chance maybe sometime in the future. Amen. But Samson, amen, God has his hand upon Samson, and he it doesn't say a whole lot about it. But for 20 years, amen, Samson was the judge. Amen. He made the decisions. He judged between these people for 20 years. It doesn't really say what he judged about. It doesn't give us a whole lot of history about it. Amen. But there was something that I want to see. I want us to look at in this. You see, God had a plan. And God had a will. And it was God's will, amen, that Samson be the judge of God's people. Amen. Against their enemy, the Philistines. Come on. Somebody say amen. I don't know how you feel about your place in this house here tonight. Amen. But it's God's will. Amen. That you make it. Hallelujah. We're going to come against trials. And we're even going to fail at times. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen. But the ultimate thing is, amen, God is in control. And God knows what's going on. Amen. And even though we don't understand sometimes, amen, the Bible said that Samson's mom and dad, amen, did not really Amen. Understand that God took this, amen, desire that Samson had, which was really an inordinate desire, amen, for the woman down at Timnath, amen. But God had a plan. I'm going to take this man's weakness. I'm going to take this trial of this man, and I'm going to turn it around, and I'm going to use it. I wish somebody help me preach a little. I'm going to use it, amen, for the victory of God's people. Amen. I wish somebody help me preach. Amen. But I want to tell you, as I look at this lion and the carcass of this lion and then see the trip, amen, that Samson made back, amen, and that, I have to say, that was a mighty victory, amen, for a man, a young man. And a lion, the Bible said, it was a young lion. I want to ask you preachers, have you ever been in your journey with God and a young lion come out? Oh, yes. Amen. You thought you'd been through trials. Amen. But then when this one came out, it was unlike any other trial, amen, that you'd ever been through. If you've not been there, I've got some news for you. You're probably going to head that way shortly. But I believe what God was telling us, Brother Eddie Ray, in that episode of that lion and that honey, God was telling Samson, and he was telling us, amen, even though the lion comes against us, amen, God's divine providence and God's divine will, and all things work together for them that love God. I wish somebody help me preach. I said all things work together, amen, for out of the eater, out of the devourer, out of that lion, amen, in due time, amen, comes the honey. Hallelujah. I remember, brother. Well, I'm so glad y'all here. These are my buddies. These preachers, I'm telling you, I love you. I love you more since you got down and put that little girl's shoes on last night. Hallelujah. I mean, I like that. Amen. I was preaching one time, going through a trial. Whew. Y'all know, how many knows what I'm talking about? Trial. I was preaching a little place, and I didn't start out in a great place like this. I preached in little churches starting out. I mean, yeah, littler churches and small churches, real small. But I remember I was going through a great trial, and I was preaching out in a garage that they had developed for a church, had a pipe out waiting to build a church. I was in that garage preaching. And I was going through a trial, and I was preaching on this verse, all things work together for good. And I was trying my best to preach it enough that I could believe it. Y'all ever do? You may have never done that, but I mean, I was preaching with all my heart, and nobody knew really what I was going through with. None of that crowd knew, and I was preaching. And I was preaching about, amen, all things work together for good. Amen. I'm going to preach a little bit in a minute. Amen. Out of the eater comes the meat. Praise God. Oh, I feel that right here for this little church right here. I might forget it, so I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. While I was working and meditating on this, God pointed me back. Amen. And said, look, amen, they fought the lion. Amen. Come on now. And God gave them the victory. Amen. But listen, amen, out of that victory and out of the carcass of that lion. Amen. There's some honey there. That's what we're feeling right now. Amen. The power of God in this house. Amen. This church is on the move. Hey, come on now. Oh, I got to slow down here. I was preaching all things work together for good, and I didn't think anybody knew. I was trying my best to preach that with all the faith that I could preach. And there was a man sitting in the back. I've never met him in my life. Never seen him around there before. He was standing in the back, and he stood up, and he just looked at me, and he watched. I made the altar call, and he come to me, and he said, brother, you're a great preacher, and I'm nothing. But I declare God spoke to me, and he told me to tell you that when you quoted that verse, all things work together for good. He told me to tell the preacher that that's for him. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Woo! I want to tell you something. Amen. We don't understand Samson. I don't understand how God, but he's in Hebrews 11 in the faith chapter by faith Samson. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. We're not going to escape the lion. He's going to come out against us. But listen, the Spirit of God, amen, moved on him, and he tore that
there lying like a kid. But there came another day when something got in that man's heart, and he just wanted to go down that road where he killed that lion and see if that carcass was still there. Hallelujah. I'm about to feel the Lord. There's been times I've took myself back down the path to see if the place where I got saved is still there. The place where I got the Holy Ghost is still there. And lo and behold, when I went down that trail, out of the ear, out of my enemy, out of the trial, it's honey. Amen. And I can go on eating the honey.
Oh, I wish I was a preacher. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. You may not understand this. All right, I'll preach a little while, Brother Eddie Ray. I rehearsed this with him a little as if it's okay. I thought he was going home, but lo and behold, he tricked me. Amen. I thought he was leaving, so I shared my message with him. And lo and behold, here he is. Amen. So you help me, will you? Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. The Bible said, amen, the devil as a roaring lion. Amen. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It runs chills up my spine when I think of that verse where Jesus said, Peter, Satan desires to have you. Woo! Don't you think that there's not a one of you in this house, amen, that the devil doesn't desire to have. Amen. Come on now. I told Brother Eddie Ray, amen, I said, somehow or another, son, you must have stumbled around and done something for God, and the devil don't like it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, when the devil rises up from the thicket, amen, the Spirit of the Lord moved on Samson. Hey, you may not understand what I'm preaching tonight. Amen. But you know what? I see in this, amen, Brother Bill, of all my searching, all week long, I've been searching my mind and heart in prayer. God kept saying there's something in that carcass of that lion. Hey, come on now. Amen. Out of the carcass of that lion, out of that bone, out of the skull and the ribs and the bones. Amen. The bees were working and made the sweetest thing this side of heaven. Oh, somebody say amen. Could you, amen, could you use a little sweetness? Amen. Go back to that trial where God came through and eat honey out of the carcass. I don't know, Brother Messer, but I don't know, as he went back down to see his girlfriend, and he went back down through that vineyard where that happened. He wasn't covered up in the Spirit this time, but he still could feel just a little shake of it. When he got in that path, and that young lion got in the path and roared. Brother, the adrenaline flowed. The blood pressure went up. And if it had been me, I'd have said, feet, don't fail me now. But when that lion came, and it had been a while back, that anointing, that Spirit wasn't on him now. He might have just had a blue day. And he might have just not really understood all about his own self and didn't really know how God was going to use and why this dealing. And I'm not saying that God was approved of him choosing this woman of the Philistines. But it was in God's divine providence that he was going to use this. And I can see this after I studied this a while and thought on this. I could see it as plain as day. Amen. In that carcass. Amen. That now is dead. Amen. Reminding me. Amen. Of the law. Amen. And in that carcass. Amen. I see something sweet. Amen. And something living. And something nourishing. And something enlightening. And something to make alive. And I see the grace of God.
With somebody say amen. I look at the life of Samson and I see all that he did. But in the end, after the battle's over, I see him down there in the meal house, sitting a lonely old broken man. Amen. With his eyes put out. And I hear him say, oh God, remember me just this one more time. As he humbled himself and his hair began to grow. Amen. And I can see out of the carcass, amen, came the honey. Out of the strong came the sweet. Out of the fear, are you helping me? Out of that trial, amen, came victory.
There's been times I've been in meetings. And you know how it is. I remember preaching one time in Bristow, and a young preacher, the Lord helped me. I felt His Spirit. It amazed me and everybody else too. I know it did. One old preacher brother, he's up by me. After it got done, I was sweating. I was wore out. I shouted, Lord, help me. I was preaching something like that. I hadn't even thought of it. And I thought, man, how'd that happen? It's just the mercy of God. And that preacher slipped up and he said, oh, brother. He said, God really helped you today. He said, the devil must be getting ready to jump on you. And before I saw it, I'd done been sitting there mulling that same thing over. And I said, you know, you're the second person who's told me that already. He said, yeah. I said, yeah, the devil told me that just before you come up here. I wish I hadn't said it now, but it's too late. Why is it we think if the Lord blesses us, trouble's coming. People get gun shy. They won't hardly reach out and let the Lord help them. Are you listening to me? But I want to tell you this right here. Amen. The lion came up. That young lion, and brother, I don't believe it seemed like a simple thing. Amen. But there's been times I've left church and the power of God, amen, was gone. And I even the next morning, I got up in the morning, began to meditate on the service we had, and the power of God just shaped me just thinking about it. How long has it been since you had a meeting like that? We're in the middle of one right now. Praise God. Hey, where's that sister? Where's that sister praying through up here this morning? Where'd you go this morning praying up here? Amen. She was praying and the Holy Ghost was on her up here. I'm telling you, you get to meditating on that. I believe that's what old Samson was doing. Amen. Going down that path. Amen. And maybe things wasn't going just right. And he got to thinking about when that lion stepped out and what came on him and the power of God. Are you listening to me? Amen. So he just went down the trail where it all happened at. That's what you and I need to do tonight. That's what you need to do, brother. That's what I need to do. We need to go down that path where God wrought that great victory. And I'll tell you what, even though it was a trial, even though it caused a fear, hey, somebody say amen. Out of that carcass, out of that devourer, amen, came deliverance. Amen, came honey. I'll tell you, God knows where you're at. He knows what you've been going through. And he wants you to know in the midst of your trial, there's honey. I related this to brother today. I may have told it here before. I'm going to hurry. When I was a young preacher, real young, just started out, wasn't pastoring. I was just evangelizing. And I was working a job. I'll be honest with you. I never could keep enough meetings in a row to pay all my bills. I hate to say it like that. Churches I preached in, brother, they'd get up and say, well, let's get brother Randy a little gas money. And you know, he got what he asked for, a little gas money. And you know, and I wanted to say, what about the grocery money? I preached one revival, and it was a pretty good back crowd about like this there that night. I got the offering. It was mighty thin, and they said, oh, by the way, it's a Saturday night. We always take the, like down in the mountains, they call it the light bill. They said, we take the light bill out on Saturday night, and so we took out the light bill out of your offering. and you know what I mean. So I had to work. Hey, work ain't no sin. It ain't. But brother, I tell you, it interrupts a lot of going for the preacher when he has to stop and go back out on the job, you know. And so I had to do that. Amen. But I remember I was trying to ease out and preach revivals, and I got to hurry. And I'm not on, this ain't in my notes. Matter of fact, have y'all seen my notes? I don't know where they're at. Amen. But I want to try to preach this message out. But I remember it was on a Christmas night. And I went home. I met my family. My family was all saved. My dad and mom were all in church. Everybody was saved. We just celebrated Christmas. I don't understand what happened to me. But that night, amen, I felt the enemy come in and oppress my mind and my spirit. Now, if you don't believe in that, don't know about that, don't understand that, that's okay. Just pray to God. It never happens to you. But it flipped in and it wiped. It got me down, brother. And I woke my wife up and I said I need prayer. What's the matter? I can't explain it, and I couldn't, and I'm not going to go a long time at it. But I was leaving that next morning, going to a revival. It was the day after Christmas. It was snowing. It was cold. Amen. And I got in that little truck. I had, you talk about a nice truck to travel in. I had me a nice one. It was called a Chevrolet Love. L-U-V. It was so cheap, you didn't use four letters. You just used three letters. Couldn't afford that fourth letter. Amen. And I tell you, it wasn't much of a ride, but that's what I rode. And while I was on the way to that trip, amen, one of the valves burned out in that motor. It was just hitting on three cylinders, and you couldn't hardly climb in the hill. I got there in that church, and an ice storm came through. And brother, I don't know if you understand this. I was counting that offering. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Well, they had an ice storm. Amen. But 10 people came out and they left their money at home. And I was in a fix. And then I got out to start my truck and the starter went out on my truck. And it was pouring snow, ice storm, nobody at church. And then he depressed, and the oppression, and the enemy was after my soul. And I'm not going to go into the detail. It was horrendous. It was horrible. It lasted. I preached, tried to preach through those meetings. I thought I wouldn't get home. The devil told me, you're not going to see your little babies again. And brother, I was in a mess. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want the shades open. The enemy, the lion had came out against me. Are you listening to me? Amen. And I remember it went on like that for 2 months. And I just was about to die. I was so ashamed that I couldn't tell anybody about it because I think they had thought that I lost my marbles. Now everybody knows it. It don't bug me that much. Hallelujah. But then I didn't want everybody to know that I was a little brick shy of a whole load. Amen. And so I couldn't tell nobody. Amen. I'd tell my mommy. I'd call my mom. And I'd say, I think I'm going down. Amen. I don't think I'm going to make it. And I said, I feel so bad about it. Amen. Because people's got confidence in me. And I don't think I'm going to live through it. And mom would say, yeah, you will. The sun will shine. I couldn't see it, sister. You ever had them days like that? Amen. Some days you don't have nobody to call. Amen. But I want to tell you something. That lion may come out. Amen. But God's got a plan. Out of the eater, amen, comes the meat. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the trying of our faith that worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work. I got to hurry. 2 months later, I finally got a call for another meeting. And this preacher called, and I said, I'm not able to preach. And he said, well, I've got some people come and want to hear you. Would you try to come? Amen. I had people calling me with sickness, wanting me to pray for their sick body. And I felt like a hypocrite. Amen. I really did. Amen. But I went to church that night. I preached a little bit. Amen. Got sick. Had to go to the bathroom. Amen. Went home. And the preacher said, are you going to come back? And I said, I can't. I'm too sick. I wouldn't go. Amen. He said, well, we'll go ahead and have church. And then if it goes good, we'll call you back. I wish I could hurry right here. And so I went out that next night. And I was so weak that I couldn't hardly hold myself again in the pulpit. And I preached about 15 minutes. And lo and behold, amen, a man, I still remember his name, young man, about 20 years old. His name was Jimmy Hess. Amen. And when I made that pitiful altar call, amen, broken down, amen, and weeping, that boy got up, wiping tears, and came to an altar. Amen. The preacher said, we got to go on. And I felt compelled then. I must try it. Amen. I was still battling that oppression. The lion, it came against me. And it was a young lion. I didn't know if I could survive. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. I went on and preached another night. Somebody else got saved. And another night. And to just make a long story short, I was there for 40 nights in a row. Amen. 75 people had came to that altar and gave their heart to God. We had the beer. We had the bar owner sitting on the front seat wanting to hear the gospel. We had bad women across the county that heard about the meeting and came to hear what was going on. It was in the February. Amen. The middle of February in the mountains. We baptized 50 some people in the mouth of a drain pipe in the creek in February. Are you listening to me? What was it? Out of the eater comes the meat. Out of the strong comes the sweet. Every now and then, when the devil gets to hounding me, I'll go down that path and I'll see that carcass of my dead problem. Hallelujah! And I'll eat honey out of that meat. Are you listening to me? Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to preach it for you in a few more minutes. I see grace in that, honey. All of Samson's going on. I see grace. I believe God was telling Samson, it may not be an orthodox way to get honey, but I'm going to have honey. Amen. He died an awful death, in a sense. But in the midst of that death, he won the victory for the people of Israel. What was it? Joseph said, you meant it for evil? Oh, Satan, you meant it for evil. But God's going to take your carcass and make a hive out of it and feed the children of God. Huh? As the old saying goes, you ain't getting this, are you? Huh? Joseph had a lion come out. You know, the Bible said that jealousy is as cruel as grace. You talk about a lion. You can't make a pet out of a lion. Huh? You ever, those lion tamers, they'll get in there and they'll snap around and order that lion around, and then you read the headlines. You know, lion devours trainer. That's just the way a lion is. It's strong. There's no sweetness in a lion. It ain't kitty kitty. Yeah. There's no strength. Amen. Are you listening? There's no sweetness in a lion. And you say, I'm going through this trial right now. There's nothing sweet about this trial. I've been through trials, and that bout of oppression I went through, I would not, you say, you wouldn't want to go through it again to see all them people say, amen, it might just who I am and what. I'd say, Lord, please, not that. You don't understand, but that's the way it was. Amen. But it was God's divine providence. I don't know why I'm in the places I am right now, and you don't either. You don't understand the oppression. Why did it happen? You a few weeks ago, you might have wondered why, God. Amen. Why did it happen just like this? Amen. Come on now. Amen. But I'll tell you, and I feel it right now. We're down that path. That enemy's been conquered. Are you listening to me? That's the carcass of that enemy. The fear of death has been destroyed, and there he lies. And out of that carcass, we can sing when we all get to heaven. Hallelujah! I got a preach a little bit here. Joseph had that line of jealousy come upon him. His brethren were jealous of him. He had that line, amen, of betrayal as they sold him into slavery. He had that line, amen, of sensual lust that attacked him in Potiphar's house. Amen. He had that line of friends forgetting him as the man forgot him in prison and left him there. But can I tell you, at the end of it, when he was in the palace, he took those trips down that lane and saw the carcass of his enemy and saw the victories of past. And drew honey out of the rock. Hallelujah. I know I preached too long already, but I got to preach a little bit more. Listen to this. And the Bible says they brought Jesus to Golgotha. That is to say, the place of the skull. Are you listening to me? We look at Calvary, Brother Messer. I'd love to hear you. I don't think I've ever got to hear you preach. I've heard about you. I don't know if it's all true or not. Surely it can't, all that can't be true about one man. But I'd love to hear you. I'd love to hear you talk about this. I would. I'd like to hear this. Amen. The place, Golgotha. Golgotha. I went to Israel. Have you ever been there, Brother Messer? Oh, I wish you'd get to go. I didn't want to go. They surprised me on my birthday with a trip to Israel. And I went behind the door and said, oh, no. I got to fly 12 hours. I got claustrophobia. They didn't know what they'd done to me. Leave my family for 10 days. Happy birthday. But, you know, it was one of the greatest things. Was you on that trip? Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't that bad, was it, really? Huh? No, really. It was one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life. We had camp meeting, never stopped, didn't we? We had Brother Savage took that old beat up guitar. House of Carpenter was on the trip, and Rocky Kirk. I'll never forget on that boat on the Nile River. They had these big fancy guys in them penguin outfits up there singing. And lo and behold, while we was eating, all of a sudden I hear a voice I think I'd heard before, and there was Rocky Kirk had got the mic. And one of them guys would go on the piano, and they're singing, I'll Fly Away on that big old dinner boat. Hallelujah. Brother, they rocked that place. You hear that old boat got to rocking. Hallelujah. They sung gospel songs for half an hour, didn't they? You remember that? That was amazing to me. Amen. And them penguin guys just watched with their mouths open. They hadn't heard nothing like that. Amen. But I went over there, and they took us. Do you remember them taking us over what they thought was Calvary? And you remember seeing that place? And they said the reason they called it the place of the skull was because of the way it looked. And really, when you look at it, it does kind of look like a skull, a big skeleton head, and big old little caves there for the eye sockets and all. But I've heard other men say that they call it the place of the skull because that's where they would bring the bones of those that had died and had been crucified and different things and put them and piled them up, amen, in that place as a deterrent and put skulls and bones. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. That was the most horrendous. They made a movie about it, The Passion of Christ. Hey, man, it upset me. I'm against movies. Hallelujah. And it just seemed like it's kind of sacrilegious. Amen. For a Catholic, amen, the Catholic people to put out a movie about the Christ, amen, that they deny. Really? Amen. Are you listening to me? But they had all the suffering and all the blood. Amen. But you know, a lot of men have suffered and a lot of men have bled and a lot of men have died. And some may have went through more as far as the beating. But brother, they
they missed one factor in that whole program. Amen. And that is out of that skull. Amen. Are you listening to me? Out of that skull sprang a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Out of that skull, amen, came the honey of the ages in the form of old time religion.
We look at that place of the skull, and every now and then when I get under a burden and I get discouraged, I like to go back down that path of running. Run back across the Brook Kidron. Amen. Run up that little hill. And look at that place, that carcass, that place of the skull. Amen. Look up there on that old rugged cross where not only did Jesus die, but death died. Hallelujah. And out of death, amen, came life. I said, out of death, amen, came life. Out of the meat, out of the eater, amen, death, the great eater, came meat for the children of God. Out of the death of Christ came life for the saint of God. I look back on those trials. I wouldn't want to go through it again. But I know it's out of those trials that I got the honey. The grace of God. The grace of God is sufficient. I wish I was a preacher right now. Amen. I think of Calvary, the place of the skull. Isn't that unusual? Amen. A man dies. But right there, amen, between two men, two thieves, one man, I preached a message one Easter on the gospel according to a thief. And he looked over at this man and he said, remember me, this skull, this old thief. I pondered this out that year studying this message. And this old thief said, remember me. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. That skull to that old thief became a fountain of living water. Y'all ain't getting it. I can imagine when he got to heaven. Amen. And you know, he said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. And you can call it which heaven you want to call it, but it was a pretty neat place. I can see that old guy come in, popping into heaven. Oh, they knew who Jesus was, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
No doubt. I don't know how it went. It's just this little commentary I invented. And they may have met him when he got there and looked at his scars and said, Jesus. And they seen this guy kind of hanging on the side. And he said, hey, who are you? I'm a thief. How'd you get here? I came with him. That's how it's going to be with me. Praise God. When I get to heaven, how'd you get here? Oh, I'm with him. Yeah. And I'm going to trust him and say, he's with me. Woo, hallelujah now. Amen. How did that happen? On a hill, amen, on a hill far away, on an old rugged cross, at the place of the skull, at the place of the bones, amen, there, when heaven got dark, and the earth shook, and out of that skull, amen, came life evermore. We think about it. And we think about it, and I don't know what you think about. When you think about this old wicked, sinful world, and you look at how it's almost like a paradox to take a holy man, a man that can be holy. But I'll tell you, the only way a man can be holy is that he dies with Christ on that old rugged cross. Praise God. You say, but that don't look good. I don't like that.
I don't like that blood. I don't like that old rough cross. I don't like that place of the skull. It spooks me. Amen. Oh, but you've got to understand. Amen. Out of the ear comes the meat. Hallelujah. Amen. We must reckon ourselves dead. Amen. But not only dead with Christ. Amen. But we're alive. Amen. Because on that skull is the honey of the ages. The Son of God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
I believe God wanted us to see. I don't believe any of this scripture is accidental. Every detail was inspired. And I believe God wanted us to see that honey in that carcass. And he put it in there, Brother Messer, at a good time, because I was really wondering about this. How can you use such a jasper as Samson? And I feel the Holy Ghost nudged me. What about you? Somebody nudging me over here. What do you mean? Well, he can use you. He can use about anybody, can't he? Who said that? I'm going to tell you. I don't know how you feel, but I'm glad for grace. And I want to tell you this. It ain't all battle either. There's some honey. There's water in the rock. Who ever heard tell? Now, ain't nothing drier and harder and holler to get down in a rock. But out of that rock came water. They pierced his side. Horrendous. But in the midst of that scene, I'm done. In the midst of that scene, I hear one man say, "Surely, this was the Son of God." In the shadow of that cross, now I see people walking off of that hill with honey in their hands. You've been through trials that, just like Samson, you didn't tell anybody about. And then when you come to church and you were passing out honey and they were enjoying it, they didn't realize where that honey came from. But you get a man of God, I'm going to give you a guarantee, whether a young preacher or an old or what, but you get a preacher up that gets anointed and you feel that unction, and you, I'm going to give you a guarantee that man has had battles. You say, "I've never heard him say anything about it." You can rest assured. There's been those lions to fight. Paul said, "I fought the beast at Ephesus." But oh, don't fail to return down that path again and come away with the honey. Woo! I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost in this house. They sing a song at home, "He ain't never done me nothing but good." I'm done. In the Old Testament days, honey was quite a commodity. It was quite a pleasure. When God told the children of Israel, "I'm going to take you into a land that flows with milk and honey." You know, I don't remember, brother, you studied. I don't remember him ever telling them they were giants in the land. When he said, "I'm going to take you to a promised land," I don't remember him telling Moses, "I want you to go tell my people, I got a place over here with a bunch of giants, and I want them to move in there." I don't remember him saying that. That didn't mean nothing to God. He knew they were there, but it meant nothing to him. But he told them something. He knew they'd want to. He said, "I've got a land that flows with milk and honey." You say, "But isn't there, what about Jericho? What about the giants of Anak?" I mean, when Othniel got through with them, they weren't near as tall. I shall give them beauty for ashes. How can that be? You ever been burnt out? You ever been burnt out? Go up to the site, shuffle. I've seen it. It's broke my heart. See the mothers looking for those family albums, going through the ashes. Is that how your life is? You're saying it can never be good again. I'm going to tell you there's one that can make beauty from ashes. He can turn the heaviness into gladness. Are you believing this? Out of the eater comes the meat. Out of the strong comes sweetness. Boy, I wish we had that harp back out here. Boy, whoo, did you feel the honey in that harp? I told Brother Dean here, I said, what you play is a hillbilly harp. Got a little different twang to it, but I like it too. But boy, I've never heard nobody play a harp before. That is what that was. I never heard it. And I liked it. I could listen to that a while. Huh? Yeah, I could listen to that a while. I tell you what, I think I'll go to heaven and just tell them, play a couple thousand years. I'll let you know when to quit. Well, you say, well, that's not much. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know what I'm telling you not is the truth. There's honey. There's honey. And I want you to look at this. You say, well, I don't know if I can go through this or not. I'm going to tell you, he's already won the victory for us. He's already, death has already died at the place of the skull. Hey, he's already won it for us. Amen. And we can go to that death of Christ. Amen. And I know the resurrection, amen, that without it, it was all in vain. But on that cross, he said, it is finished. That's what he said on the cross. It is finished. Out of that sacrifice on that cross, the battle was won. The carcass of the lion was laid open. Amen. And there's honey. Amen. Can you stand?